Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on calbanyan.com. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, I'm having a lot of fun. This is number four, the final installment on the new video series that I'm doing called Amazing Things Your Hypnosis Instructor Probably Forgot to Tell You or Didn't Make Clear or Didn't Make Usable. And in the first three videos that I did in this series, I talked about what is hypnosis exactly. Exactly what is it? And then I went into the next episode is the tone. What tone of hypnosis is the correct tone? You will be amazed at how many people don't understand this. And if you don't understand this, you could think you're doing everything right and fail as a hypnotist. Then the next one was secret to convincers. I'll tell you what, I say it all the time. Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's no game. And so with convincers, you show the client that hypnosis really works and build your business. And then in this one, guess what we're going to do? I'm going to do just kind of fun and maybe a little expansive, the Chevrolet's pendulum. So I am Cal Banyan. This video is for people who are in the profession, want to get better, or people who are thinking about coming into the profession, just checking things out. So here we go. The Chevrolet's pendulum. Forever and ever, I don't know if there's anything we can do about it. The hypnotist and the hypnosis profession will be associated with the pendulum. Now, you know, I never use this to hypnotize anybody. I mean, I could if I wanted to, but I have a whole lot better ways. But forever, we will be associated with this. I have some other ways that I like to use it. First of all, what's going to happen with the Chevrolet's pendulum is that this is not a psychic device. This is not, I mean, there might be psychics that do it, but the hypnotists and the things I'm going to talk about, it's hypnosis, it's suggestibility, it's physiology, it's not some kind of spiritual thing. It's not divination, it's not scrying, it's not none of that stuff. All right, so here we go. So if I don't use it for inductions, what do I use it for? Well, one thing we can use it for is a suggestibility test. Now, I don't do suggestibility tests with clients, but if I was going to do one, this would be the one. I do the suggestibility tests with groups if I'm going to do a demonstration, because it helps to warm up the group, it's kind of fun, and I get to see, to me, it's not even, it's more valuable as a test of compliance than it is a test of suggestibility. Okay, what's the difference? Well, you compliance is the willingness and ability to follow instructions. Suggestibility is the ability to accept suggestions at the subconscious level that affects beliefs, habits, and emotions, and so on. All right, if you want to know more about that, go to the video I just made. It was published a couple weeks ago on the definition of hypnosis, because I go into depth about what suggestibility is. All right, so one of the things I can do is I can talk to a group or an individual and call this anything but a test of suggestibility. People don't understand suggestibility. If you say, I'm going to test you for your suggestibility, they confuse it with gullibility or somehow having a weak mind. So if I use the pendulum, I will tell them, I'd like to do a little test of your concentration, because hypnosis requires some minimal level of concentration. So what I'd like you to do is just hold this pendulum up like I'm doing, and I do it on me first. And what I want you to do is just to start thinking, concentrate up and down, up and down, up and down. And when it, now I'm not doing that on purpose, it's just my intent, my concentration, accepting that suggestion up and down will make it start to move up and down. When that starts to happen with my client, even in the littlest way, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say more and more, more and more. And then I say, now concentrate on this, left and right, left and right. You can move your eyes left and right. Left and right. And it will, you try this. Get yourself a pendulum, which is anything on a string or a chain, and try it. And you will see that just through wanting it to happen, I'm not purposefully doing it. You see, what happens is when you're concentrating on it, you're thinking on it, your conscious mind is connected to your subconscious mind, like your leg bone's connected to your hip bone, and it'll cause little tiny movements in the arm or the hand. Oh, here's the secret to success. Don't put your elbow on a table, because that kind of disconnects it from, it holds it solid, right? So what we want to do is have them do it. And you do it right now, just convince yourself, because you need to be convinced before you can convince the client. All right, so that's very cool. That's very straightforward. I'm going to talk about a couple other things that we can do with this. And that is, did you know that once we've got this hooked up so that it will move by our intent, we can begin to communicate with our subconscious mind. Have you ever had that time where you go, I don't know if I really want to do this or not? Or I don't know if how my feelings are about this, or they're good or bad. What we could do is we could use this as a way to communicate with our subconscious mind. Now watch this. I'm trying to hold it still. What happens at pendulum if I nod my head yes and no? Yes and no. Yes and no. It starts to move this way, doesn't it? Watch what happens if I shake my head no. No. No, 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 no. It'll move that way. So what I will do is I'll train this pendulum to swing this way for yes and this way for no. Pretty easy. What I'm going to do is I'll just focus on yes. Yeah, and I'll start off my head movement. Yes, 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 yes. And once I've got that, that's like stage one. Stage two is, without moving my head, just saying the word yes, 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 and it'll start to move on its own. Yes, yes, yes. And of course, I would do that with no, 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 no. And then I would get it to where it would do that just by saying the word and not moving it. No, 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 no. Now my subconscious mind has learned how to move this pendulum, yes or no. And I could ask myself questions. For example, a young person might say to herself, do I really, really want to go to college? Do I really, really want to go to college? Do I really, really want to go to college? And, you know, maybe with her eyes closed, so she doesn't know what's going on, and open her eyes, and the subconscious mind is getting its voice heard. And what's in your subconscious mind? Your beliefs, your habits, your emotions, your whole life is recorded there, your desires. And so that's another source of input. Now, you can't say, does he love me? Does he love me? Does he love me? Because it's not connected to that person. This is not some kind of psychic tool in the way that I'm teaching you. Maybe psychics could do something like that, but I can't. Now another thing that could do, if you ever lost an object, ever lost something? Well, if you go, if this is well-trained, yes or no, and if, you know, we don't have bad memory, we sometimes have recall problems. So I have a bad memory. Not true, because when you find out where that thing was, or the answer, you go, oh yeah, yeah, I knew that, right? So you know it. What we have is trouble with recall, and this can help with recall. What if we use the process of elimination? Like, let's say you had something valuable. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be like an heirloom, okay? And, you know, you can't find it anywhere. You could use the process of elimination to figure out where it is. You could say, for example, you start on the most global scale and then refine it to more precise. Okay? Here we go. Did I leave it at work? Did I leave it at work? Did I leave it at work? Is it at the office? Is it at work? No. Okay? Is it in the car? Did I leave it in the car? Do I leave it in the car? No. Is it somewhere at home? Somewhere at home. Somewhere at home. All right. Good. So it's at home. Now we could just go through the rooms, right? We'll start off general. Is it on the main floor? Is it on the main floor? Yes. Okay. Is it in a bedroom in the main floor? Yes. Oh, okay, good. Is it in our bedroom, master bedroom? No. Is it in our daughter's bedroom? Yes. Oh, okay. Is it on a nightstand? Is it on a nightstand? No. Is it in the closet? Yes. Yes. Is it on a shelf? No. Is it in some clothing? Yes. And you know what? We actually used that process some time ago when a valuable object had disappeared and we found it in our daughter's room, in a piece of clothing, in a jeans pocket, right where my wife put it so that she wouldn't forget where it is because she was moving some stuff and she wanted to hide it, so she hid it in some clothes in our daughter's jean pocket and then forgot. And we're able to find it with the pendulum. Maybe you can too. So there you go. Some fun stuff to do with the pendulum. And I'm so excited to have just done this little 4-video series. I hope to see you in class. This is just the snowflake on the tip of the iceberg of the kind of stuff you can learn when I've got you for 10 days or 7 days. Come out to Dallas, Texas, and we have special room rates for you, and we can turn you into the hypnotist you've always wanted to be so that you can start making the kind of income you want and help the people you've always wanted to help. All right, that's it. See you in class. Become a VIP member. It's free. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.